Steve Daines, how does it feel to be Montana's new United States Senator?
Well, I'm humbled and grateful for the tremendous support we've seen across the state of Montana. It's a historic night, the first Republican elected in 101 years. I take this responsibility very seriously, and I look forward to rolling up my sleeves now and getting back to Washington and actually delivering results for the people of Montana, for our country.
What do you intend to do with, you mentioned the seat has been held by Democrats for 106 years. You have a lot of responsibility to make some change and do something different. What are you going to do?
It's a tremendous responsibility, and we need to start first by moving legislation through Congress and getting on the president's desk. Montanans are tired of the gridlock. I'm an engineer by degree. Engineers tend to be pretty pragmatic and solutions-oriented. Let's approve the Keystone Pipeline. Let's pass budgets that actually achieve balance. I think those are two places we can start right now to restore some sanity back to Washington.
You mentioned when you were a representative, you reached out to work with the Democratic members of Montana's delegation. Do you intend to pursue bipartisanship when you're back in D.C.?
Well, we can't get anything done in Washington without bipartisan agreements. And that's why when I was first elected, I started attending the Montana coffees every week. Two Democrats, one Republican, have coffee with Montanans. And that's how Max Baucus and I got the North Fork, the Flathead Watershed Protection Bill passed in the House. So I think we can move forward here with some good bipartisan bills. I'm looking forward to working with whoever new congressman is going to be, as well as John Tester.
You mentioned the balanced budget. You talked about the Affordable Care Act, the Keystone Pipeline. What's your priority? What's job one when you get back there? What's the first policy you want to make some progress on?
Well, I think we need to look at what is possible to get approved by the Congress and the President so that we're not just taking symbolic votes, but we're taking votes that are going to move legislation forward. That's why I think the Keystone Pipeline is one we can move forward quickly. I think there's some tax reform issues we can look at right now that will start to stimulate this economy by bringing some dollars that are overseas right now, American dollars, and reinvest them back in American jobs. So I'm hopeful that we can find some common ground with the president and get something done on behalf of the American people.
Is this Congress going to repeal Obamacare? And if so, how long is that going to take? When can we expect to see that change?
I don't think President Obama is going to repeal Obamacare, and so I don't think that's going to be a solution in the next 2 years. We don't have the votes. So I think we need to take a look at, again, where can we find the votes? Where can we find solutions? We can get agreement with the president and the Congress here to move the American agenda forward.
I believe in your speech, I'm not sure if I heard this or not, a colleague asked me, they said they thought you heard you mentioned you were going to be an independent voice in Montana. Did you say that in your speech? And what did you mean by that? And how do you intend to work with your own party?
Well, I think looking at the way Montanans vote over the years is they will vote for a Republican, they'll vote for a Democrat. Montanans truly want to see, I think, partisan politics set aside and be a voice here. For example, on one hand, I think we need to continue developing our natural resource in Montana, but we can also be conserving our beautiful, pristine areas like the North Fork of the Flathead. And so I think an independent voice, for example, would balance conservation on one hand, as well as moving forward resource development on the other. I think that is a very pragmatic approach versus being an ideologue.
Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Eric.